Hello, hello there. This is Kim Claver, and I want to give you a tip on how to stop hearing no's when you're working on your Facebook page or profile. You ready? If you get this on your page, you know, when you respond to people, when I say Facebook, I mean your profile page or your business page, whichever one you use. So I'll just say the Facebook. You get, nah, no thanks, too expensive. I want to chew my food. No, it's bad timing now. Actually, no, this is not good. Is this a pyramid? Is this one of those things? Oh, you know, I tried that before and it didn't work. You get all of that, and then what? People give up. So my goal is to help you get to the one who has an interest immediately of the 10, because likely you're going to get one who has some interest, a good interest, and skip everybody else. Okay, and I'd like to show you how we've done that for the years that I've been in business, especially on Facebook. So what happens here, you see, wow, that's interesting, in this whole mess of 9 other no's. And what you want to do is figure out how to only see this one. And this is not done with mental trickery like go for no or any of that. I'm just totally against it. I'm just for how to market so that you don't hear them in the first place, period. How to just skip the whole thing with one question and one step. I'm going to show you how to do that right now, okay? This is a secret, by the way, from the YesS program. And you can see a little demo on it. There's a webinar at nextlevelnetworkmarketing.com. All right? NextLevel, networkmarketing.com, all jammed together. All right. I have built 3 of these to the top on Facebook in the last 5 years, 3 different companies. A weight loss cleansing program where we had a secret experimental team, the card sending company, and the internet marketing network marketing company, all of which we were top distributors and hit the top spots in those companies, usually in 3 or 4 months or less, all with Facebook messaging and posting. And one way you really go fast is stop dealing with all the wrong people, stop begging all the wrong people, stop following up with all the wrong people, stop nagging all the wrong people. They say the fortune's in the follow-up, maybe, but not following up with the wrong people. If you're a size 8, then you're not going to fit in a size 6 shoe no matter how many times you try. If you try once a week, once a month, 5 times a year, you're not going to fit in a size 6 shoe. And so you don't want to waste your energy and your courage on the wrong people. And that's just kind of how it is. There are a lot of people who aren't. Most people are not right for what we've got. Most people aren't right for my training either. They have other trainers. And so people choose who they want. And we learn to live with that. That's what it means, I guess, to kind of grow up, right? You pick what you want. And other people pick other things. So posting on Facebook, here we go. This is the problem that people have. Nobody has any idea who is interested in their thing or not. You don't know. That's why people say, what should I say? Well, because they have no clue, are you interested or not? So that's why they teach people, hit on everybody. Because they're all going to want health and wealth, right? And what happens, you do that, and you hope and pray and hope and pray and tell them how great it is, and they're going to love it, and do me a favor, and yada, yada, yada. And then you discover what happens, which is, no thanks. Nah, must be one of those things. Oh, you know, it's a bad time now. Now, are you doing that? Nah. I tried that. It didn't work. Well, maybe. I got to go. See you later. And we never even get to the one that might have an interest, okay? So here is how to end all the rejection with one step and one question. This is what we do. I want you to see exactly how we do this. We have a program. It's a high-end program that really turns the whole way of marketing, if you're in the network marketing business, turns it completely inside out, from searching for everyone to calling out just the right ones and working with those people and adding value to the products and services that we market so people love us and stick with us forever. Even if the company goes under, you'll still have your customers and your clients because of what you've done for them. One step, one question. The step is you must determine your area of expertise. And what I mean by that is you need to know who you can help. So you answer this question. I help people. I help whoever the people are who have this problem to solve this problem by doing this or that or the other. Okay? So who do you help get what it is that they're looking for? Okay, so I might say, I help network marketers who want to market on Facebook, but they don't know what to say. Or I help network marketers who want to market on Facebook, but they keep getting rejected. Or they keep feeling like they're driving people away. So I help network marketers market on Facebook who don't want to get rejected all the time and don't want to turn people off, and they don't want to drive people away. Okay, that's what I do. It's one of many things that I do with the network marketing with people in our industry. Okay, so who do you help? That's really, I help so-and-so do such and such. And it can be either get rid of a problem or achieve something that they want. Okay, that's, you know, how the humans are either avoiding or going towards. And so it's avoiding a problem. That means get rid of something, get rid of the weight, get rid of the feeling of frustration, or finally earn that 100 grand in your first year or whatever it is that a person wants. Okay. All right. So the question that you put on your profile, here is the question. Okay. So the first thing, step one is you got to know your niche. Who can you help achieve what specifically with your program? And you can use your own before and after to help you. So if you were a tubby and now you're not a tubby, you clearly can help people who are tubbies who don't want to be tubbies anymore. Just use your own. Okay. Here's what you put on your page, your Facebook. Question for you, literally all this. On a scale of 1 to 10, where 1 is don't care and 10 is, oh my gosh, off the charts, yes, 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 where do you stand here? Okay, and that's the top part, okay, and then you hit return on your Facebook, and then you got to post, this is not for you to post, I'm telling you how to do this. You're going to post the 1 to 10 question as it relates to who you can help. Here's a template, one of many that we have. How important is earning $2,500 a month in your business in the next 180 days? Okay, so we pick a number. How important is earning $2,500 a month or $1,500 a month, or pick your number in your business, right, and in the next 90 days. So we have these two pieces in here to tell us how soon, how much, okay? And then you say what we have is 1 to 9 or 10. That's what we put on the post. And then depending on whether you're on your page or your profile, a person can, if you're on your page, the Facebook page, they let you still have polls there. And when you click on poll, you can put option 1, 1 to 9, and option 2 is 10. If you're on your profile, just say, please comment 1 to 9 or 10. And people will comment whatever number they want. They'll say 8, 5, 6, you know, what have you. Okay? Here's another angle. How important is weight loss, cleansing, energy to you right now? 1 to 9 or 10. So these are the two options I give. Here's another option. How important is getting your skin tone even and beautiful again right now? Okay, 1 to 9 or 10. And again, I just kind of made these up. The key is to be really as specific as you can. How important is getting your skin beautiful again is not as good as your skin tone even. Again, why? Because it's too general. Everybody says that, so likely the eyes glaze right over it and you won't even get a response. But skin tone that's even, you know, specific, say a jowl or a specific wrinkle, like just between the eyes, these are things that draw in somebody's attention that has that issue, see? And it makes it more interesting as well. It's like adding color, you know? All right, so how important is getting enough fruits and veggies into your diet right now without having to actually eat more of them? Now notice here, how important is it to get this right now? So we're wanting to achieve something. And then without actually having to eat more of them, because our solution is not showing people how to eat more fruits and veggies. Our solution was capsules that contain the nutrients, okay? So you put again 1 to 9 or 10. So you do this for your niche. You have to figure out what your niche is so you can create these, okay? So then what happens is they vote. And then what? It's like, okay. So if it's on your page, you're going to see who voted what because you put the two options and you'll see all the heads and all the numbers of votes for either 1 to 9. That would be one vote, right, in that category, or 10. Now, if you want, I think I mentioned before, you can put like 1 to 8 and have 9 to 10 be the other category. We've learned that 10s are what we want. But if you want to do a 9 or an 8, you're welcome to learn how it works, and you'll see why you don't want 9s and 8s. But it's easier for you to discover that for yourself, because you're going to tell me, oh, I think I can sell them. I can persuade them. Yeah, me too. But then, you know how they say, a man persuaded against his will is of the same mind still, and that is true for women as well. And you're going to get a lot more refunds than what you wanted. You may be a smooth talker, And if you talk somebody into something that they really don't want, you will eventually get either a refund or a sour relationship. So that's why I don't do that. But you may want to discover that all on your own so you get firsthand experience, right? So you're going to see who voted on your on the Facebook page. And if it's on your profile, you'll see in the comments who voted what number. So who should you follow up with? That's the next question. Your choice. You can follow up with all of them if you want. It might be a good idea for you to get acquainted with people on your page or on your Facebook profile, you know? But let me tell you what we did. Only the 10s, because it's quicker and it's way easier and way more fun. Like I said, when we tried the 9s and 8s, they say, oh, I really want it, but. There's always a but. Oh, I don't have any money. Or right now, my money's in, I don't know, my Airbnb. Or, oh, my husband and I are just getting a divorce, but I really want this. That's why it's a 9, see? People are telling you, I'm almost there, but there's a hang-up. That's what this means. But if you want to talk to them and do your thing, like I said, learn it. And then you'll discover you want nothing but 10s. All 10s. That's all we ever wanted. And that's what we got. And we did this until we got them. Because you know what happens? You get 10s and they're members of the niche. Now, a 10 doesn't mean they're going to buy, but it increases the probability that they will buy exponentially. So if we had 10 people that said, I'm a 10, and it might take me 2-3 weeks of doing polling like this to get 10 10s. But if we talked to those 10, which we did, 5 to 8 of every one of them bought whatever I was marketing, a high-end consulting program, a network marketing product or program or distributorship, whatever we were marketing, because we market everything like this. For the first step is on a scale of 1 to 10. Why? I want to know who's a 10. That way I have 2-3 people to talk to see what we do next here with those folks, to see if we really can help them. And then we have such really high closing ratios. This is why, okay? And the reason they don't all buy is because a niche is a group of people that have either certain problems or certain values. And let's say that, take the luxury car niche. That would include, say, Range Rover and probably the Ferraris and, you know, some of the Lamborghinis, all that stuff. That is the luxury car niche. So if you were marketing Range Rover, the person might not buy a Range Rover. They might buy a Ferrari. But they're in the high-end car niche. They're in that niche. And so at least when you talk to people, it's a pleasure because they're looking at, they love high-end cars for whatever reason it is. But of these people, the way to think about it is if you're shopping for shoes and you walk into Nordstrom's, the person's going to say, okay, so who are you looking for? Because they have 5,000 pairs of shoes, men's, women's, children's, right? Slippers, boots, whatever. And you're going to say, I want women's, that's one big pass, right? One big cut. Running, okay? And then you want Nike, and then I want size 8, and then I want white, and then I might want narrow. Well, by the time you have specified, which is what we're doing here, all these conditions, they bring you 3 to 5 pairs of shoes, and one of them you buy. That's this process right here, see? Shopping for shoes. So after somebody says, yes, yes, I'm a 10, then there's a conversation. And there's a process for that. There's steps in the dance that you want to use, what I call the steps in the marketing dance. And it is not that you will never send them to your company website or your company video. That is, if you have a death wish for the prospect here, go ahead and do that. But we would never do that. You want to talk to them first and get a little bit more information about them and their urgency and what they're willing to do and what their situation is, what kind of problems they've had and how long they've had the situation and why they want to fix right now before you take them to actually place an order. And there's an art and a science to it, and you want to know what that is. Because right now what you've done is you have gotten the attention of a few people that are on your page or on your profile that have said, yes, I am in your niche. You have not heard a single no from anyone. And no one is mad at you. No one has had to feel like they have to cower or run away or not answer your Facebook postings or your Facebook messages because you haven't hammered on anybody. You posted this and that's it. Okay? And then you just wait for 4, 5, 6 days and see what the response is. And we sometimes would post polls like this, polls being either have them respond with a yes or a no in the comments, or use the poll if the poll function is available, and do that constantly when we were in recruiting mode. And we're going to be promoting something here soon, a consulting program that is the version 2.0 of the ESS program. And when we do, you'll see me using this very strategy because it works. Okay? So what if they say 10? That's going to be coming up next. So that's my story for today. Does that help? If you would like to learn how to do this, go ahead and book a time to chat. It's a higher-end program. This is not something for $27 or $97. It really is a next-level network marketing program where many of the things that you thought you should be doing, you won't be doing. Namely, we don't pretend everyone wants what we have. We don't pretend that we are the best thing for everybody because we know we're not. We find our niche, who we can help. Then we call those people out. We see who of those we can help, and then we help them through that process so that they're transformed customers or recruits, as the case may be. This is the process of what we do, and then we learn how to qualify people. One of the things that happens when you really start marketing is you get a lot of tens, and you may have way too many to personally go through the whole conversation that's coming up here next. So we have automated all of that, and we have a qualification machine called the ESS. It's a readiness ritual where we can run dozens of people through there every week and have a calendar booked with 3, 5, 10 appointments every single day with tens. So just that is what you can do once you know who you're looking for, and that's who you can help. And the very basics of who you can help is your own transformation. You went from A to B, you know, fat to skinny, no energy to lots of energy, no hair to lots of hair. Whatever it is that happened to you, there will be people who are still at the other end of that before the transformation. And that is your beginning of your makings of your first niche, okay, before it's very advanced. But that'll do the trick. So if you want to chat and see whether or not we can help you, go to that form, maxout.com/strategy-session. strategy-session, SESSION, maxout.com/strategy-session with a dash in between, strategy and session. And of course, this is for the people that are on the podcast because you can't see this. So that's why I'm spelling it out for you. And maybe we'll chat, see if we can help you really get there and do something with that business of yours that makes you feel good and makes other people feel good and makes you proud that you're helping make the world a better place. All right? This is Kim Claver, and thanks for listening.